a lot of times when there's arguments, we don't let the other person finish what they're saying. We don't let them express themselves because you're defending yourself and essentially shutting them up while you do it.
Yeah. So going back to our first conversation of the podcast here, to avoid some of these hurdles and, you know, heartaches in the relationship, because jealousy could be really hard on people, is if you have an issue, be vulnerable with your partner. Tell them exactly how you feel. Be
open with
them.
Can you write that down in big and read it on a daily?
I do.
Always leave your socks on the ground. You're always everywhere.
It is. Some things are facts, right? But jealousy is not. It's feelings.
So do you ever envy those so-called hashtag couples goals?
Well, you know, when you first fall in love with someone, you get butterflies every time you see them.
You lust them.
You're infatuated with them.
You want to be with them all the time, like best friends.
Do you want that to last forever?
Together, let's discover what it takes to say a massive yes to all the above. Through our topical discussions, our world-renowned guests that will help guide the way to a happier, sexier, and fun-loving relationship.
We're not doctors or therapists. We are just two normal individuals who have had many ups and downs in our 23-year relationship.
And counting.
We've amassed our own wisdom over the years, but we're still learning, just like you.
Nina and I believe you can have it all and still live your best lives, as long as you're willingly and consistently discover each other in new ways. And that right there is what the show is all about.
We're Nina.
And Roger.
And this is the Hannah Real Show.
Yeah, baby. All right, all right, all right. My Matthew McConaughey impression.
You sound exactly like him, but yeah. You don't look like him.
No. What's that other saying he says in that movie? He goes, I love high school girls because even though I keep getting older, they stay the same age.
Oh my God. You're such a perv.
It's not me, it's Matthew McConaughey. I'm just repeating him.
Yes. For the records, it's not him who said it. He just quoted Matthew McConaughey.
There you go. So what are you talking about today?
Well, today we actually have a great episode for you. Today is about jealousy in a relationship.
Ooh, fitting after I just said that comment.
Like I said. So, but you know what? First, we'll have that. We'll talk about the jealousy later. First of all, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. All right.
Yes. This week was tough. I want to kill you.
Before you do that, I got an idea. We interviewed a couple last week. Their episode's going to come the following week. Brittany and Ryan, they're called the Laughing Couple. And they have a segment that they do with their guests.
Right.
And they say, what is it? I love you, but you annoy me because...
Yeah, before they start the podcast, they say that. So they say, I love you, but I'll tell you how much I fucking hate you because you annoy me.
Well, it's not exactly how much I hate you. I love you, but you annoy me. So it's good to do in a relationship, I guess, at the beginning, let's say of a week or something like that. If you're thinking they're annoying you and they're getting on your case, you just have to get in there and say it as nice as possible. I love you, but you annoy me because... And the other person cannot rebuttal right away. They can probably plead their case afterwards, but let them finish what they're saying. So that way, you know, you say, I love you. I still love you like crazy, but this little thing is annoying me right now.
So you're basically covering your ass because, you know, I'm going to...
Don't worry. I'll find one for you too. All right. So what's thanks. Your I love you, but you annoy me? Let's
thanks,
try that.
Ryan. Thanks, me, for teaching us that. But yes, I love you and you annoy me because... You know what my only phobia in life is, and what I can't stand is what happened this week. What happened was we had a little mouse that came visit us, and I guess he did, you know, try and find out where he came from, whatever, whatever. But he didn't do the most important part, which was what you said you were going to do, try and figure out a way to catch him. So he didn't. And took you 3 days and you still didn't do it. You didn't do nothing about it. And I was really upset. I had to go to the store by myself and get the trap and bring it here knowing that I can't stand the whole idea behind everything to do with mice. And you've known me for over 23 years and you know that's one thing I can't stand. And you failed. You failed miserably.
I didn't really fail. The one day I walked around the house, I looked everywhere because it's got to come in somewhere. So I looked everywhere to see where it came in, make sure everything was plugged up. and you happen to be going to the store, so I got you to pick up the traps.
The only reason I went to the store is because it was 5:30, and I know the store's closing at 6 o'clock due to the lockdown, and I'm like, it's a third day, this is happening, and I got to get it done because it ain't going to get done.
There you go.
So that's my...
That's off your chest.
That's right.
Well, put traps out, walked around the house. So far, nothing in the traps. So I don't know if this dude just decided to leave because it wasn't enough food in here or what, but I cleaned the living hell out of that kitchen the night that we found it to make sure there was nothing for them to eat.
Or it probably died somewhere with all the freaking plastic it ate.
Yeah,
because it ate the lid of my oil.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, the oil.
I don't know why I wanted coconut oil. Maybe him. Maybe the other mouse was and him were having some fun time and he ate some lube. I don't
know. Oh my gosh, just the thought of that is making me sick. Okay, stop. We're going to end this conversation right now.
It's my turn.
You have one?
Of course I have
one. What do you mean you have one?
I love you, but you annoy me because...
What did I do?
Let me finish. I love you, but you annoy me because, let's see, because you constantly have to tell me how to do things. I don't care if it's how to twist a lid off of a jar. You always tell me I should hold it this way, or I should hold the bottle that way. Or maybe if you do this, it'll be easier. Just let me do it. There you go.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because... always is not true. Okay, and we're going to talk about this using the word always. That's not true because I don't always tell you what to do. A lot of times you tell me what to do. So that's not always. I'm going to put that to rest.
She's telling me what to do right now.
That's not true. But what was it? He did something the other day. And in spite of me biting my tongue I can't remember exactly what it was. You broke it. You broke it. And I was like, okay, what was it that you were fixing the other day? And I was like, I was going to ask you to use a different screw, whatever it was, but I didn't and it broke.
I don't know.
Anyway, long story short.
I think she's making shit up.
I'm not making shit up.
That was a dream you had. I don't know what you're talking about.
That is true.
Can you stop flashing me?
I'm trying to concentrate.
I know you're sweating, but you're flashing me.
Just turn off the fireplace. I'm sweaty. I'm wearing a sweater.
Well,
in case people don't can't see us.
It's called a sweater. So you're going to sweat in it.
Can we take it off?
Then it'll be way more distracting. Let's get on with this podcast.
Yes. Okay. Let's do this. Enough of that. So I love you.
There you go. I love you too.
Thank you. Good.
You annoy me.
All right. So jealousy. Why are we talking about jealousy, babe?
I don't know. Well, actually, you know what? Somebody messaged me on Instagram, I think it was, or wrote a message on Instagram asking me if I ever get jealous of you.
In what way?
I guess just because of all the workout videos and all that kind of stuff. And my answer to him is, who do you think takes those damn videos? I'm the one that's filming all that stuff. So if I get a little close to something, it's because I'm looking at it. But no, in all honesty, I think
his message was, do you ever get jealous of other guys, interacting with your wife and exactly. stuff like that?
I understand that. But, I mean, do I get jealous? Yeah, I mean, I get jealous. I care about you. I want to be everything that you need, everything that you want. And if I feel that something or someone is, whatever, I might get a little jealous, but I never really act on anything. I don't really get a big deal about something unless I feel disrespected.
Right.
So actually, I'll give you a little example. Years ago, I don't remember, I think it was my 40th birthday, I think.
Okay.
I think it was my 40th birthday. We were
in
Ottawa. Sorry?
Which incident was that? So I can help you with the dates.
I get it. Doesn't matter. We went to Ottawa for my birthday and we had a, friends and family kind of thing.
Oh, yeah,
my sister, my brother.
I remember that.
And a few friends with their wives and husband went out to dinner somewhere. And it was like a dinner/club. It turns into a little bit of a club.
Right.
And there's a bunch of like really Gino looking guys that came in with tight pants and gold chains and all jacked and all that kind of stuff. They, about 23 years old, they all walked in and
hint, 23, and he just turned 40.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, these guys walked in and we're sitting there eating and we're just finishing up. And then, some of our group kind of left and we stood up and we were just kind of on the dance floor having drinks. And I remember you going up to the bar and one of those Gino young looking buff guys came up to you and started talking to you and my sister. And I remember specifically because my brother-in-law didn't like that he was putting his hands on you guys' waist. So he just kind of jumped over the chair, grabbed my sister and walked away. And I looked, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do the same thing. That's not my style. That's you know right. what I mean? I'll let it be. I just, you know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And it took a long time for you to get the drinks. So you were there having a conversation with this guy while the bartender's making drinks and waiting to get your order and that stuff. And then all of a sudden you came back and I told you, I'm like, you know, we should go to another place. And, you know, you've been talking to that guy a little too long, blah, 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 blah.
But it didn't bother you at that moment.
It did and it didn't. Okay. I was just kind of like, all right, you know, you're pushing the boundaries a little bit. And then you walked over there after we were leaving, you walked over and I don't know if you were saying bye to everybody, but you walked over and you said, okay, I got to go to that guy. And you said bye. And the guy just kind of gave you a peck on the lips. And I thought to myself, what the fuck? And I couldn't really do anything. There was like five of them and it was just me and my brother-in-law. I already lost half of my backup. I had my brother, Frank, that was there that would have taken care of all three of them in one shot. Yes. I had my buddy, Ralph, you know, 6'4", big, you know, football player, bodybuilder. I'm like, those guys left. And now I got one small dude with me and there's five of these guys. So I couldn't really do anything there, but I got pissed off. We left. And I got pissed off for maybe about an hour and to put my foot down and said, you know, it was uncalled for and all that kind of stuff. But that was the gist of my jealousy that I can remember.
Well, in my defense, okay, that party I had planned for you. It was your 40th birthday. I had got all your high school friends together, your sister, everybody. I got introduced to that guy. I remember it like it was yesterday by my friends that were on the table. So it wasn't like it was a stranger, but at the same time, you have to understand, I just talked to him for like an hour and a half. We're all talking together. And being the way I am, you know, I'm always
a flirt. An hour and a half.
We were at the restaurant. We were having a conversation with everybody. And being the way I am, I've always been, you know, that, you know, extrovert. I always flirt with everybody. And I never think of it as
it never bothered me. Your flirting never bothers me. Absolutely. I'm a flirt too. So it never bothered me.
Right. But I always think when you're around me and I do stuff like this in front of you, It's you're protecting me. So I know I'm in a safe zone. I'm in a safe spot. So it's not like I'm doing something wrong in my defense. Yeah. And it wasn't a big kiss. It was just like this, yeah. that I didn't, it was, it got,
yeah,
I was,
he's the one that planted
it surprised
on you.
Yeah. He surprised me. I had no idea. I was going to say goodbye and give everybody a hug and leave. So to me, it wasn't, and I wasn't giving him the, you know, the ideas like, oh, I want you. He was hot. I'm not going to lie. Mm. I enjoyed looking at him. But nothing in that sense that, oh, I'm going to, you know, he's hitting on me. Or,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it wasn't like that. Right? So in my defense, I didn't do anything wrong. He just took it.
It was years ago. I forgot all about it. We just brought it up because of this.
Right. But that's, but also in a relationship, good jealousy is, I mean, jealousy is good in a relationship if it's solid relationship, if you're together. And in every stage of that relationship, you get a different style of jealousy. Okay, so if it's the beginning of the relationship, it could be like crazy, mind-blowing fight. And because jealousy at the end of the day, it's feeling. It's not really, there's not really facts, right? It's not how we feel.
Yeah.
So if you just start dating, and I'll give you an example. We had just started dating about 3 years into our relationship. I moved here. A year later, you moved down here. Okay. We were arguing back and forth, and I wanted you to commit to me. I wanted to get married and get engaged, and we were not early. Like, I was, at that time, I was 23 and you were 26. And I was pressuring you to get engaged. And we had a huge argument a month prior to this incident. I had broken up with you, and he had wrote me this long letter. You remember, you're living down by Marlena's house on South Etobicoke. And we had just gotten back together. We had broken up for about a couple of weeks verbally, and you wrote me this 8-page letter, and I got back to you, and we got back together. And I came to your apartment one early morning, caught you talking to your ex on the phone, in your underwear, on the couch. So
it was a phone call. It was a FaceTime.
I don't care. Yeah, there was no FaceTime at the time. But you were on your phone talking to your ex-girlfriend, which lived in Ottawa, and you were here in Toronto
about
already.
5 hours away.
Right. But at that time, I felt you had no business talking to her. No business. Why are you speaking to your ex-girlfriend? You had broken up and we had just gotten back together, you and I. So it was like, you know, things were still heated. They weren't perfect at the time. We had a huge argument about that. And it turned out to be nothing. What that was, it was my unrealistic expectations of you. because I wanted you to be a certain way with me. I wanted you to commit to me, to marry me. And you're not doing that because you're not ready. You're still young. You're still a baby.
Yeah.
In my mind, you're doing something with your ex-girlfriend. And that's where the jealousy came in and I flipped up.
So I remember there was a reason why I was talking about it. I don't remember what it was.
I still to this day don't know why you were talking.
No, no, we got to the bottom of it back then. We just don't remember. It was years ago, probably year 2000, I think it was. So it was quite a long time ago. But I just remember there was a reason. I mean, when she says ex-girlfriend, I mean, I was broken up with her maybe 2 years before I even met you.
Right.
So it was like, it wasn't like a fresh breakup or anything like that. It was just, you know, we were friends still kind of.
Right. But I used to see her at my bar where I used to bartend in Ottawa.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
Yeah, you guys became a little bit of friends. So, yeah.
So she used to come and I thought she came to, you know, to be nice to me, whatever. But then when I saw you talking to her, I'm like, was she trying to manipulate me so she can get, you know, in bed with you?
Not at all.
Get you back. I mean, those were all the things going through my head. And you got to remember, it was the beginning of our relationship. We were not committed at all. And I was fighting for that commitment. So that's where that jealousy came from. But your jealousy at your 40th birthday was totally a different reason. Because at that point, we were already married. We had our children. We had a solid relationship. When you have a solid relationship, jealousy is good in a solid relationship because what happens is you expect that of your partner to be utmost faithful to you, kind to you, respects you, 100% honest with you. And how you do that? By being vulnerable with that person. And we had that in our relationship. And I think that's why your jealousy only lasted for a little bit.
Well, mine was, like you said, respect, lack of respect kind of thing. That's what I
felt. You thought it was. And my, you know, my defense, it wasn't. But at that point, we were in that great side of our relationship. So it didn't really affect us that much, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Still disrespectful.
Hey, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere. He didn't sweep me off my feet, even though he's hot as hell.
Oh, I thought, man, I didn't sweep you off your feet.
No, that guy. Yeah. Well, you did. Jesus Christ. We're here 23 years later, and I'm doing the show with you, and the show is called
Head Over Heels.
There you go. Because we're still head over heels for each other. Crazy man. But it's true. I mean, I read a quote a while back. It was by Dr. Gottman, John Gottman, and he said, "I believe every person has areas of enduring vulnerability. For a marriage to be a success, you need to be vulnerable and need to understand and honor that vulnerability from your partner." So I think at this point of our relationship, we have been so honest and vulnerable with each other to the point that if a message like that you get on Instagram, you're just like, you don't even think about it twice because it's not something that it bothers you. Do you trust me 100%? Yes. Do I trust you 100%?
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, we've gone many, many times where you've had my phone with you all day long because your phone wasn't working and whatever, whatever. You'd forward your calls to my phone and you'd take my phone away because you need it for business.
Yeah.
So you have access to my phone. I have access to your phone at all times.
Yeah. We're not hiding anything from each other. I mean, we had a discussion with another couple on this podcast about, you know, do you know the codes, the passcodes to your spouse's phone? And, you know, they agreed. They said that, yeah, they share their passcode and stuff. So jealousy, I mean, it could be healthy in a relationship, yes. A lot of times, I find, a lot of times when you got that jealousy, you're creating a story in your head. You're just creating something and you're getting more upset. You're getting madder and madder. And then, you know, it turns into something way worse than what it is. So I think if you talk about it right away, and you could even use that tactic that the laughing couple use, you annoy me, but I love you because, and then you get into what they did in order to either disrespect you or make you feel insecure or you know, doubt the relationship or whatever that made you jealous. You put that out there because it might not be a big thing. It might be something small. Like I knew that whole instance with the guy, the 23-year-old guy at the bar wasn't really your fault. I mean, it was all situation. You were at the bar, he was there, they were there to pick up chicks and that's what they did. And you guys looked amazing. Everybody was dressed great. So, I mean, if I was at the club and saw you and I was single, I would hit on you. And that's what he did. He went in for a kiss, whatever, a little peck and that was it. You walked away. But I felt insulted.
Right.
And it took a, I think a good two or three arguments for us to finally get over that thing. But it was a story that I created in my head, and I made it worse and worse and worse throughout the night. I finally said, well, in that night, I know I said, I'm going to stop and just have a good time, which I finally did. But it still lingered in my head the next day, the next week, the next month, whatever it was. I don't know how long it took us for to actually discuss this before I kind of got over it.
Which brings me back to the causes of jealousy. What are the causes of jealousy? I mean,
women.
Was I ever jealous of you? Yeah, well, besides that one time. Yes and no. But it's, you know, honestly, the causes of jealousy is that either you have unrealistic expectation of your partner, or you have self-esteem issues. And self-esteem issues doesn't always have to be like this crazy, you know, mental issue. No, it's got to be, there's other stuff. Like, for example, you just turned 40. That wasn't easy. You know, it's a milestone that, you know, you want to stay you in your youth. You want to stay young forever. Yeah. And I don't care who you are. As a human being, we hate getting old. So even though you're still young at 40, it's your 40th birthday. I mean, you might not feel like you're into the great shape. Like you said, these guys were all buff and half, and that might have, you know, got you a little sensitive inside. And that goes back to feeling. You felt a little, you know, maybe they're, you know, they're better looking.
But then it didn't help that the whole table, all the girls at the table were like, oh my God, they're so hot. Oh my God, they're so hot. And made a big joke about it. So that's what kind of made the guys kind of all puff up their chest. Kind of
right. Going. So we sort of put them on a pedestal when they walked in the door, as girls actually did that, you kind of felt a little less of, you know, whatever you were feeling. What would you call that?
No, it was just, like I said, I felt disrespected. That's all. It was all, the whole thing when they came in and you guys were all, you know, ooh, look at that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It was, yeah, I guess a guy will sit there and, you know.
So it goes back to your
defend
self-esteem.
Themselves.
And, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And the other example that I gave when you were talking to your ex-girlfriend on the phone, that was you breaking my expectation. I had such unrealistic expectations of you, which was marry me now. And you're not marrying me. And here you are speaking to your ex-girlfriend behind my back.
Yep.
You were not expecting me to walk into that door that morning. So I walked in and I saw that. And it's just like, whoa, is he cheating on me? You know, what's going on? You know, like that kind of things that went through my head.
Yeah, stories. Yeah.
So these are exactly it. Self-esteem and unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the two causes of jealousy.
Jealousy. That makes people upset. But like I said, talk about it. Bring that up. I love you, but you annoy me because, or whatever they say. And then get into it and let them, like, it's important for the spouse or whoever is on the opposite end of this, I love you, but you annoy me. It's got to stay quiet. Let them say their spiel. They can say something at the end, but let them say their spiel, because a lot of times when there's arguments, we don't let the other person finish what they're saying. We don't let them express themselves because you're defending yourself and essentially shutting them up while you do it.
Yeah. So going back to our first conversation of the podcast here, you always make me feel, so to avoid some of these hurdles and, you know, heartaches in the relationship, because jealousy could be really hard on people, is avoid that. Avoid, you always, if you have an issue, be vulnerable with your partner. Tell them exactly how you feel. Be
Can
open
you
with them.
Write that down in big and read it on a daily.
I do.
I always leave your socks on the ground. You're always everywhere.
It is. Some things are facts, right? But jealousy is not. It's feelings. So to avoid those, you know, it's a heartening situation. You start with being vulnerable and express yourself how you feel to them, not how they made you feel, what you did, what they did. For example, not you don't always do this, or you always do this, or, you know, like these things. Use I, those kind of words to help. But again, you need to be vulnerable, really vulnerable with each other, like 100%. And I think, I don't know who said it, I think it was Brené Brown said it in her book. She says, vulnerability is the birthplace of love.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you're vulnerable, you'll always love each other. You'll always have that respect and honesty to, you know, in your relationship.
Vulnerable as fuck for you, baby.
So how are you going to answer that gentleman on on Instagram.
I did. I said, I'm the one that takes all the pictures. I'm the one that, you know, if it wasn't for me, she wouldn't have those pictures to post.
That's right. So you boys out there, you worried? Don't worry. He has all the information on my phone that he needs.
Yeah, there's no jealousy. Like I mean, there is. There's always going to be a little bit of jealousy, but there's not a huge amount of jealousy. I'm over myself in most of those cases. I don't see myself getting that jealous. I might get upset about something, but I won't call it jealousy.
Well, I think we've gone through such a long life hurdle together that none of this. I mean, obviously, I'm jealous too. We're all jealous. We're human. You cannot be human and not be jealous of the person that you love at some point. But it's got to be a healthy jealousy. You know what I mean? If I'm not jealous, that means I don't love you anymore. I don't care for you.
So all we're saying basically is to try not to let those kind of arguments, the jealousy and disrespect, whatever the argument is, try not to let those dictate the way your relationship's going to go. If your spouse is constantly doing stuff to make you jealous, then discuss it with them. Discuss it with them. If it continues to happen, then you got to find a solution. You got to find either a solution in your head to keep you from constantly thinking those thoughts, or your spouse has got to understand that, okay, this makes him feel this way. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Or maybe I should try to respect them or change something. You know what I mean? We're always got to change and adapt to make each other happy. Because, you know, they say happy wife, happy life. Well, it's the opposite too. Happy husband, happy
Absolutely.
Life. You know, if you're both happy, you're going to have a happy life. So there's no, within reason, there's no reason for you to sit there and annoy them every single day or week or whatever that is with what's one certain thing. Pick your battles. If you think that whatever you're doing to annoy them is not worth doing anymore, then don't do it.
Yeah,
or no, to get them jealous, then don't do it. The reason why I say this, I don't want to make it sound like we're controlling. I want to change you or I want to do this.
But it's true. You know what? I am jealous too of you sometimes. I mean, there's a level of healthy jealousy. So when I see something that sort of gets me a little bit, I stop and think, is this my thoughts? Is this my feelings? Or is this something really happening there? I get to the bottom of it. And 99.9% of the time, it's just in my head. It's my feeling. And I wake myself up. I'm like, look, jealousy is just a feeling. It's not a fact. So get over it and move on.
Yeah. I think the gist of my jealousy nowadays would be you sat down longer than I did. You rested longer than I did.
But it's true. You know what? And in conclusion, I want you, as our listener, to understand there's different kind of jealousy in every stage or season of your relationship. At the beginning, it's hard, it's mind-blowing, it's you flip out, yes, and you have every right to because you don't have that solid relationship just yet to understand that you have 100% trust between each other. You don't have that vulnerability yet. So if you're at the beginning, I urge you to be more honest with each other, to be more open, be vulnerable, tell each other everything. Because if you are planning to be with that person for the rest of your life, you need to be vulnerable from day one. Mm. Day one. And I mean everything, no secrets, nothing.
So all in all, just love each other a little bit more. Communicate a little bit more and, you know, avoid the battles that are not worth fighting.
Like you always, or you didn't, you know, you always blame, throwing the blame at each other.
Yeah, each other, instead of talking about it.
Right.
And of course, nobody likes to be accused of anything. So, you know, if you're sitting there in a accusational way, fighting with your spouse, then you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some rebuttals. There's going to be some walls put up and you know, getting defensive. And it's just going to be fighting instead of communicating.
That's right.
So Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you guys have any ideas for Valentine's Day. We are all locked in here. So restaurants are closed. Everything is closed. So I don't know what's happening in your city. But if you are locked down or if you want some ideas to do something at home with your spouse, we have something great coming up. And I'm hoping it'll be ready for Valentine's Day, like be able to ship to you by Valentine's Day if it's something that you're interested in. We got something called a date box. And within this date box, there is, I don't know if I should leave it as a surprise or...
I think we should leave some stuff on as a surprise, babe.
Yeah. Well, let's call it a body painting session.
Oh my God.
That you can have with your spouse. Obviously, you got to lock the kids somewhere. And
in the room, in the basement, whatever it takes, just do it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be a bunch of good stuff in there and that you'd enjoy. Actually, I'm not going to keep it a secret. You know, I got a nice little package that we're putting together with some really nice colors, paints, and you splash the paints onto the canvas and then you and your spouse
can roll over,
get funky on it. You get funky on it, you go, and I was a little worried. We tried different kind of paints and we had acrylic paints, but it dried too fast and it was really hard to get off your skin. So I know most of you'll be done in 30 seconds anyways.
Oh my God.
But just in case you last a little longer, we had to change the paint up. So we got a different kind of paint that doesn't dry so hard on your skin. But yeah, you do your thing on the canvas and that becomes the artwork and you get to put that above your bed or wherever the heck you want.
So why don't we do it? Because we already got ours.
Yes.
And we're supposed to get this done. Even our daughter actually suggested we take a weekend away and just do it. But we're locked in so we can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we do ours and show our listeners?
Yeah, we'll post it. We'll post it on Instagram. I don't know when we're going to be able to do it, but we're going to post it on Instagram, the pictures of the painting and maybe some prep. Not necessarily the dirty, but the prep.
Who said it'll be dirty?
Oh, it's full of paint. You're going to be dirty. You got a loofah to clean yourself up. You got...
It's going to be a 30-second dirty.
30 seconds. There you go. So anyways, that would be fun. That would be fun. And, you know, if you guys are interested, DM us. We're going to set up the, I guess, site where you can get this. And we'll be shipping.
It's going to be on our website. It's going to be all on our website.
We're working on setting all that stuff up. It was kind of a last-minute idea. And
just a really good idea.
It was. And we hit so many roadblocks. Just couldn't get this, couldn't get that. And of course, the crazy drying paint that you'd scrub your skin off to get it off wasn't
working. And the fact that the postal office are all off because they're all on the, they all got COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
So about 130 people of the Canada Post got COVID. So they're not working. So we can't get much.
That's it. So anyways, that hopefully will be ready. And we're almost done with our fitness system. Everything's coming in. Again, COVID's fucking slowing shit down. So stuff, not everything is here, but we're really excited. This is, you know, we got one piece in. It looks great. And I can't wait to get the others. We're going to put this all together and present it to you guys. If you guys are interested in that stuff, I mean, you know.
Wouldn't they be interested? I mean, this is a head over heels show.
Yeah.
You want to be head over heels for your spouse. So
you want to be head over heels for yourself.
That's right. And we're getting all this stuff done for you. Yeah. So to show you that what we use, what we're doing at home to stay crazy about each other.
And that's exactly what this system is. It is what we use at home on a regular basis for this whole entire year. We've been using all this stuff. So we're going to put it in a little package for you guys. And if you're interested, you're free to buy it. We'll send it out to you guys. And you know, we're doing this mostly because this podcast, we don't get paid nothing for it. It's a free thing that we do as a hobby. And
we hope that we bring in some value.
Yeah, we want to bring value to you and help you get a better marriage and feel better about yourself. So, you know, we put this stuff together to help kind of finance the podcast. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of other podcasts I listen to that say go to Peloton and donate and pay and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want donations. I don't want anybody to give me nothing for free. I'm doing this already. So if I bring you value, then that's what I want to do. I want to bring you value.
Well, this is amazing because what we're doing with our Head Over Heels brand is we're taking all the questions out of your relationship. Like this podcast about jealousy. Well, if you do what we're saying, what we're doing, you won't have that much jealousy in your relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, the divorce. If you do what we're doing, I promise you.
Divorce
is inevitable. You know, we can't control that. But it does, all these things that do help get you to be head over heels for your body, for yourself, for your partner, for your family. This is what this is all about.
Yeah. Yeah,
just spreading much love for everybody out there.
And like we said, I mean, the fitness system is stuff that we use. The date box thing, we constantly going on dates.
Constantly.
Even in lockdown, we sit there and we try and find a way to make a night exciting, whatever it is, whether it be lights, music, or even FaceTiming other friends as if we're on a sitting down for dinner with them or whatever the case is. These are things that bring joy to our relationship and make us love each other a little bit more.
Absolutely. And everything that we're going to have in that date box is this thing that we use that makes us who we are.
Yeah, and that's just one date box. I got plenty of other ideas for date boxes, but I couldn't put them all together in time for Valentine's Day. So we're going to have a bunch of other date boxes with the other stuff in it. And you can pick and choose what you want.
It'll be place to order.
You want to get a date box that fits what you need. You're going to see everything on our site. But at the moment, like I said, we just have the paint canvas, a sexy paint canvas. I don't know what the hell you want to call it, but we're going to do that. And I want everybody that decides to buy this thing and try it out to show us the painting. Not the actual painting.
Okay. I thought
you meant the painting, but I want to see the finished product. I want to see
that. I thought you meant the process of the painting.
Well, hey, if you want to send me pictures of that too, I'm happy to look at it.
30 seconds. Again, perv. Yeah, no, we don't need to see those pictures. You need to see the artwork, which is, you know.
Yeah, but for continuity, if you want to send it, it's all good.
I love you.
And you annoy me.
That's right.
All right, guys. See you next week.
As always, we wish you what we have. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star rating on whichever platform you're tuning in from.
It means the world to us to have your support on our show in this little mini way.
You can also stalk us on Instagram and Head Over Heels Show for more juicy stuff.
If you have any questions, send them via email at us@hohshow.com or DM us on socials.
Thank you for having us between your ears. And as always, we wish you what we have.